identified regionally to help with the development of a basin model down there. And on the 28th, she'll speak into that more specifically. Both with regard to seawater or the risk of seawater intrusion in the Oceano area or South County in general, certainly, you know, different people are going to have different opinions in terms of the water quality analysis that came out of those Century wells. The analysis that happened a couple years ago clearly was done prior to the rehabilitation of the wells, and we clearly knew that those wells needed to be rehabilitated. But what type of conclusions can you really draw? The water quality has improved, but we also had significant rainfall events. Does it mean that the seawater and freshwater interface is somewhere close to the proximity of those Century wells? And the answer is, well, perhaps or perhaps not. The idea that you could take water quality readings from a single well, and especially one as it's noteworthy from the public, that had to be rehabilitated, and to draw overall conclusions as to whether or not there's seawater intrusion or not, you know, single data points don't provide you with that good of information. I think that when you turn from moving from single data or single analysis and looking at the big picture, we simply need to just go back to the Santa Maria groundwater litigation. More time, more experts, you know, more people focused in on the data and the information associated with that groundwater basin during that litigation process, you know, far more extensively than we have the opportunity to do in the Master Water Plan. And the overall conclusions of that litigation is that if it's not occurring right now, then certainly the risk exists. The Kona Depression in the South County is certainly deep enough to know that risks associated with seawater intrusion are clear and obvious. Whether they hit Oceano specifically or whether they manifest themselves in different areas of the South Coast, when they do, or if they do, is still going to be, you know, questionable. But the very basic idea that you've got a significant Kona Depression, it can cause the hydraulic gradients to change. It can cause the hydraulic gradients in the Rio Grande and Oceano area to change. I mean, clearly those are risks that exist. But whether it's happening today or whether it happened 3 years ago and isn't happening today, there we're sort of looking at the trees instead of the forest, I guess. And the idea is we shouldn't wait for the emergency to happen in order to take actions to prevent it. But, you know, again, we have to be very conscientious of the fact that the risk does exist and work with the agencies in the South County to take actions to hopefully reduce that, improve reliability and sustainability of the supplies down there.